Hello and welcome back to the VSES podcast. My name is Louisa Aquilina and I'm one of your new hosts for the VSES podcast. I'm also joined once again by Charlie.
Hello.
Now, as you know, one of the purposes of the podcast is to draw attention to what is happening in the world. And since we are STEM from a school, we thought it would be a good idea to debunk some myths around the recent teacher strikes. So to help us with this, we are fortunately joined by a special guest, Miss Pierce Butler. So Miss, would you like to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hello, so I'm a maths teacher and I've been a teacher for 11 years. I've been at BSCS since 2018 and I am the union representative for staff, which I'll tell you a little bit about later, but it's kind of, I'm that conduit between staff and SLT if there are any issues, but also with all of the strikes I've been doing a lot of taking the information from the union and then passing it on to staff and things like that.
Thank you. We're really grateful that you've been able to come on to talk to us. For many people, ourselves included, this is the first year that we've kind of experienced teacher strikes at school. Would you be able to explain to us exactly what a strike is?
So it's very straightforwardly called a work stoppage. So it will be when members of a union, and there's quite a lot of rules around when unions can strike, so that we have to do kind of voting, and it has to reach certain thresholds in order to allow that to be a legal strike. And it happens in quite a lot of different places. So you've probably seen about the nurse strikes and the they're talking about kind of doctor strikes and barrister strikes and things like that. So that would be when a group of people who are part of a union refuse to work on set days around certain rules.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's super helpful. I think just clearing it up is always really helpful because there's a lot of unknowns involving strikes. So sort of following that, could you kind of expand on what happens during a strike? Because we understand that sometimes people often assume that you're just taking the day off work when we know it's not the case.
It is a part of it. So that means that so staff who are on the strike will not be doing any work on that day, and it's against guidelines to do any work at all, so setting homework as well as being in school. Most of the teachers that I know who were on strike have been doing things like going and marching, so there were quite a few rallies around. There was one, so the most recent strike, there's been one in Keynsham, was our local one. There was one in central Bristol on the first day of strike, which had over 100,000 teachers as part of it. There was also a big one in central London. So there's quite a lot of kind of people go and march to kind of show their support. Quite a lot of staff will take it. So I know a few members of staff who've taken the opportunity to kind of write to their MPs during the time that they would be in school working. But some teachers will be at home taking the day off, especially if they've got kind of childcare issues that they have to kind of work around. Because the point of a strike is to withdraw your labour. And so it is about creating disruption. We try to minimise that disruption on students and push that towards the government instead. But that is kind of why strikes happen.
Thank you. The groups of people that kind of take part in the strike are part of a union, which is a term that many people have heard of but not kind of fully understand. Myself kind of included, like I know what a union is, but I don't really know how they're kind of fully involved in the strikes. We know that you're a union rep, so have a lot of knowledge around this kind of field. Would you be able to explain kind of to the audience what unions are and their involvement within the strikes?
So unions were set up probably around the Industrial Revolution, and it was a way for workers to advocate for their rights. So very often, a lot of them started in factories, and a lot of factories have really unsafe conditions, and people would nominate someone who would be their union representative, and it would be a union of workers, and they'd meet and they'd discuss ways to make working conditions safer, and then that union representative would take that to the owners of factories and managers, and they try to implement positive changes. So over the years, unions have made quite a lot of labour changes by advocating. So a union representative will be taking concerns from staff and then passing them on to management. So that's probably the biggest part of my role. So I will, if a staff has an issue with something, so it might be that their directed time is over what it should be, I will go and have a conversation with Mr. Lynch. We'll have a look at the facts and we'll try and figure something out. If ever the school had a problem with a member of staff, luckily this isn't something I've had to be involved with, because we're quite lucky at our school that there's a lot of open communication between management and staff. But if say there was a disagreement between a member of staff and management, the member of staff could ask for me to be in any of the meetings so that they've got an extra person to advocate for them. So a union is there to advocate for staff. Unions can also have provide things like legal representation. So if a student accused a staff member of something which wasn't true, then the union would help to pay for any legal fees kind of around that, and would be there to support the member of staff. So it's all about supporting staff and supporting workers. In terms of around strike, the NEU's the major teaching union, and that is the one that has voted to strike. And what happens is we get communication from the central offices and we vote on whether we agree to strike or not strike. So more than 50% of teachers had to return their ballots, and more than 60% of teachers had to agree that they would be prepared to and agreed with strike action. So in this ballot, I think it was 58% of teachers responded back, and about 92% of them said that they were for strike action.
That's a lot. So there have been loads and loads of different people that have been striking over the past year and past few years. Mm-hmm. Like we mentioned a few earlier, I mean, like train strikes as well. Like a lot of people are just going on strike right now. So could you just clarify why teachers specifically are striking? Because I think there's a lot of unknowns about it and a lot of people sort of guessing.
But no clear reason why.
I think part of that's going to be that different teachers are going to have different reasons. I'm going to start off, if you don't mind, by me talking about why teachers are striking rather than moving into other jobs. Because I think that's probably quite an important clarification there. So as a teacher, I don't have the option to go and work in another school to get better pay or to get better conditions, because teachers and nurses and other public sector workers, their conditions are set centrally by the government. So I can't go and move to another school to get paid more or to get better conditions in terms of timetabling. There's a very small amount of leeway that schools have to change that. That's all central government mandated. So if I wanted to get better pay and working conditions, I would have to stop being a teacher. I don't want to stop being a teacher. I would quite like to carry on being a teacher. So for me, if my pay or conditions, if I want to change them, striking is the only option that I have to try and push the government to make a change.
Yeah.
And I think that's why most, why teachers have to strike rather than just all moving against schools, because the strike is not against the school.
No.
I think teachers here are very happy to be working at Bradley Stoke.
Mm.
It's not against the school, it's against the government. So it's a very different thing. Mr. Lynch and I get on very well. He works really hard to try and make sure that staff wellbeing is very high. So I wouldn't want to strike against Mr. Lynch, but against the government is a bit of a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of why individual teachers are striking, there's going to be different reasons for it. So I know a couple of teachers who did teacher training with me who are now working in very different jobs. So I've got friends who started off being maths teachers and are now accountants who are earning two or three times the amount that they would have been if they'd stayed in teaching. I know a couple of teachers who have left teaching to go and work doing stuff that you wouldn't necessarily expect. So working in supermarkets, because actually for the, if you look at the pay per hour, it's actually quite low. So I know some people who are getting paid more per hour working at Tesco's than in teaching, just because of some of the workload and some of the expectations that were on teachers. For me personally, pay is important, especially because it's really helpful to retain the best staff. But for me personally, it's about the fact that all increases have been completely unfunded by the government. So the government increased staff wages by 5% this year. They did not put an extra 5% into school budgets.
Oh, wow.
So the amount that the school's having to pay for wage bills has gone up massively, which means that we're looking at things, and most schools around the country will be looking at things like increasing class sizes, looking at reducing support staff, looking at not hiring people back up if they leave. And that is a very real impact on students that I teach. I care about my students. I want them to have a really good education. There's only so much we can do if there's not the money to provide that education. So for me, I will continue to vote for strike, and I will continue to strike until the government agrees to fund any pay rises. And there should be pay rises, because otherwise we already have a teacher retention crisis. And there are less teachers who are less people training to be teachers next year than there have been in a very long time. Because people aren't excited about becoming a teacher if they're not going to be paid very much and they're going to be working long hours. So it's about trying to make sure that the best staff are in front of students, and that they're kept in front of students, and that students have the best education that they can get. And at the moment that's not happening, and I'm not convinced that that's going to carry on happening if the government don't change the way that they are treating teachers.
That's crazy. I had absolutely no idea about the pay rise, but no clue at all.
No idea that that was like happening.
That's crazy. I didn't expect it to be that
I think the media likes to focus on pay rises because that's the thing that you can get people to be anti a strike, is if you say, oh, it's just about greedy teachers wanting more money.
That's not the case.
But that's not the case. No. I think greedy teachers want more money, but mostly it's more money for kids in schools.
I didn't even think about it that way at all. That's crazy. But kind of going back to the students' side, listeners might be wondering how it will affect their learning and lesson time. So would you be able to kind of talk about the potential effects that it could have on students and kind of what they could do if they're worried?
So absolutely, it will have an impact on students, unfortunately. Hopefully, it will have a positive impact on students in the long run.
Yeah.
Because we're looking at really low levels of staff retention at the moment across the country, not just at this school. And if we can change that, then that means that students in the future will have better outcomes. This year, so there have been 6 days of strike action, and that there are 190 school days across the year. So that's 3% of your school days that have been a strike day. Okay, that's not insignificant, absolutely not. So I think some people, if you're worried, talking to teachers and see if they can kind of set you some extra catch-up work, or having a look at kind of some catch-up work for yourself. I know as well, because we're now coming close to exams, so the NEU has changed the rules around strike to say that teachers can set cover work specifically for exam classes, so that exam classes will have work set by their specific teacher, and exam classes will be in school. We also have made sure as a school, and I think most schools across the country have done, that we have provision for vulnerable students, so that they can be in school if they can't be at home for specific reasons. So we are trying to minimise the impact, but like I said, the point is about the long term. Okay, because if I didn't strike, then if I would feel like if I didn't make a stand this year, then 5 years down the line, we're looking at classes with 35 and not trained maths teachers in front of them. And that's something which I think, let's try and put a stop to it now.
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of it is sort of about the long run. I think, like you said, like the union seems to be doing the right thing in the sense of that they're going to make sure that people doing exams can have those stuff in place, which is obviously really important, especially as we're coming on to exam season.
It's definitely not portrayed that way, though, when you hear it on the news. Well,
what you hear on the news, because it's very minimal what they say on the news about a teacher strike. So I think when we've heard it, it's kind of just been like, oh, there's going to be another 4 days of teacher strikes, and then they don't really say anything else. Or if they do, it's related to pay increases, but they're obviously not diving deeper into why. So that's really insightful.
Yeah, a lot of the media is trying to make more of a big deal about it and taking the bits that they think people will be most angry about and promoting
that. And it makes sense. That's how media gets people to buy their newspapers. I know when people, greedy teachers strike for another day, sells more headlines than let's all be positive and try and help each other.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's the truth.
Yeah.
This has been like such an insightful episode.
Yeah,
I think definitely for both of us. So a massive thank you to you, Ness, for kindly agreeing to record it with us.
Yeah, and thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in. I'm sure you will hear our voices again very soon. So please look out for another episode. But thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been really useful, I think, to be able to put the reasons why, because I don't want students to think that it's because we don't care about them. Mm-hmm. The reason they're striking is because we really, really care about them.
Yeah, definitely. That's so fab though. But please look out for our next episodes, hopefully coming soon.
Yes.
And we will talk to you all again
soon.
Bye.